This is dictating on Francis Hoppler. H-O-P-L-E-R. Hoppler. H as in house. H-O-P-L-E-R. Hoppler. Francis. F-R-A-N-C-I-S. Francis Hoppler. Date of consultation is 2/20/24. Date of birth 9/7/41. Next, next paragraph. Let's see. Chief complaint is persistent cough. Next paragraph, fist from thinness. This is a 82-year-old male who has a past history for chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease. Has been experiencing persistent cough for the past 4 to 5 months. He has no significant sputum production. And he denied any chest pains or fevers, chills, or mapresses. The patient does not remember if he had any respiratory infection prior to starting the coughing spells. And he did have a chest x-ray, which showed no active lung infiltrates. But showed bibasilar interstitial prominence. Next paragraph. The patient's past history is significant for lumbar disc disease with pain in the hip areas, and he has had a history of hyperlipidemia and denies hypertension. He also has prostatic enlargement and denies previous history of pneumonia or COPD. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had a history of heart attacks. Father died in an auto accident. Next. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next. Habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for about 10 years and quit. Alcohol use moderate. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. He had cataracts, and he denies any hoarseness and nose. He does have. And vertigo. Denies any denies any nausea, vomiting, and he has no chest pain or palpitations or leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness, and he has denies any headaches, seizures, or numbness. and no skin rash. Next paragraph. Med list included lovastatin 20 milligrams daily and Advair 45 by 21 micrograms, one puff BID, and Amsulosin 0.4 milligrams BID, and Albuterol inhaler PRN. Next paragraph, system review. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is averagely built elderly white male who's alert, no acute distress. There was no pyloricitis, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. All lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 138 by 70, pulse is 62, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 202, saturation 97. HEND are non-sphalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And decreased breath sounds of the periphery with no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the absence of regular, or an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, chronic cough with reactive airways. Number 2 is possible mild interstitial lung disease. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, and also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A CBC IgE level and the eosinophil count was ordered. He was given Tessalon pearls, 200 milligrams TIDPRN for the cough, and continue with the Albuterol inhaler, two puffs TIDPRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jonathan Scrannock, MD. Scrannock is S-C-R-E-N-O-C-K, MD. Jonathan Scrannock, MD. Thank you, Dr. Sudha.